Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Financial Times. China turns against NVIDIA's AI chip after Lutnick's insulting remarks, insulting in quotes. Subhead, comments by U.S. Commerce Secretary trigger Chinese regulatory effort to stop tech groups buying H20 processors. I welcome my guide on these matters, Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com. This is the Scholar Report. Scholar.com does business on all the occupied continents, most especially experience in dealing with mainland China and the reputation of Chinese contract drawer-uppers to draw up a contract one night and then the next morning to draw up an entirely different contract and keep changing. So it appears from this headline that some part of the Chinese Communist Party has decided to trash talk NVIDIA's AI chip, the motherwell, the high-end stuff. And the way to do that is to say we're going to limit the buying of the H20, which we were told recently had been redesigned to suit the U.S. concerns about security and to satisfy the Chinese customers, at least the run-of-the-mill customers, maybe not the highest end. You see what a tangle it is. So, Chris, welcome. Help me with this. All of a sudden, the Beijing copywriters have decided Howard Lutnick is the enemy, and they're castigating him for remarks some days past, which was obviously correct. We're not selling NVIDIA's highest end to China. It's not happening yet. It might, but it hasn't happened yet. So what is the game in Beijing? How are they playing this? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So there's a fascinating game afoot. In U.S. policy, there are two opposing views. One view is completely restrict the high-end NVIDIA chips from China because it allows the Chinese to be much more competitive on AI, to develop much more advanced systems. So just block them in total. The other view is supply high-end chips to the Chinese from NVIDIA, but make the Chinese dependent on the NVIDIA architecture, the NVIDIA infrastructure. The best analogy I could say on NVIDIA chips versus native Chinese chips, the Chinese native chips from Huawei or other are propeller planes. The NVIDIA chips are the jet engines in an F-35. So the NVIDIA tech is really that much more advanced than the Chinese native tech. The Chinese want the China infrastructure to be able to build competitive chips to NVIDIA, but that's a 3-5-7 year gap. And with the U.S. restrictions on companies like ASML preventing the high-end tools from making it to China, the Chinese are really stuck here. So I think the policy you're seeing from CCP is trying to push the Chinese to innovate more and do more internally so they don't develop a dependency on the U.S. That being said, for those who understand the chip industry, that's virtually impossible in today's world. You know, those AI developers in China want the best and fastest chips to do the best and most interesting work.
Two observations from the news. Gossip, really. One is that the NVIDIA high-end chips are passing through to the Chinese who can pay for it anyway through third-party I see nothing sources, perhaps Singapore, perhaps Indonesia. Second observation is within this last week, I know we've talked about it, DeepSeek did a test, and the test failed because it was using the Huawei workaround. So it retired the Huawei workaround for inference and brought in the NVIDIA stuff for the test, and it worked. Both those items we didn't have to know, but we were told. One was through Bloomberg, I believe. That tells me that the Chinese customer for the high end must have NVIDIA, must. The H20 is not an adequate substitute, and Huawei is not close. Is that a Is that a way to read that gossip?
That's correct. It's very much the case. The thing to understand in the chip to server world is because many of the servers, if not the vast majority of servers that are using the NVIDIA platform are not built in the United States, NVIDIA chips get exported to foreign countries for final build into systems. While the U.S. has export restrictions of high-end NVIDIA chips to China, which have effect and are real, there's just entirely too much smuggling through Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, other vessels, and it's very difficult to prevent all or substantially most of the smuggling that's going on of NVIDIA chips out in that footprint. The key point there would be to build more infrastructure in the United States so you could keep those assets within the U.S. and further restrict the flow to China.
To make sure I have the architecture correct, ASML makes the fab machine. The fab machine is then transported to TSMC in Taipei. TSMC takes the software, the architecture designed by NVIDIA, and turns out the chip for sale. NVIDIA does the designing. Motherwell is the latest, but there are more coming. Is that the correct architecture? One in Europe, one in Taiwan, and America.
That's correct, yes, sir.
And as of right now, China is emulating all three, but is not there yet. And you say 3, 5, 7 years.
That's correct. In the most advanced tool sets that you're purchasing from ASML, if you are making those most high-end chips, those tools are highly restricted. They are country of origin tools and country of destination tools. So ASML is working within export licenses. Those very high-end tools, the DUV tools that are $340 million apiece, are only going to an Intel, to a TSMC, to known fabs, known customers, because they are so restricted. In that Chinese use case of during COVID, some of the clampdowns that China did on tech, some of the actions it took that were very aggressive towards tech companies, there was minimal investment in bringing more advanced tools into China. So the Chinese are typically restricted to older nodes of manufacturing that simply cannot compete with this new technology, new tools.
Coming home from science fiction to Ohio, Buckeye State, you are Buckeye, headquartered at Dayton. There was talk in the Financial Times that Mr. Musk is looking to switch his affections for J.D. Vance into the Ohio mix. J.D. Vance, the vice president, former senator, former best-selling novelist, former Marine, always a Marine. The campaign in Ohio I've been watching, thanks to your guidance, is Ramaswamy for governor. Are all these men working together, all these actors, because we're talking about some really sophisticated political maneuver in the Republican Party. Are they at odds or on the same page?
John, it would appear that they're very much coordinating fire to say what will be the best path for Mr. Ramaswamy for Ohio governor and the best path for Mr. Vance to become president in 2028. So there's absolutely coordinated effort there. Ohio is the home of presidents historically. And the cards and chips seem to be aligning for Mr. Vance to be that candidate. Obviously, it's early in the cycle and many things could change between now and Election Day, but all of the forces seem to be aligning that way.
And the Musk bankroll, that's not a speculation, that's real? Musk is looking for Vance?
It would appear to be that from press reports. Mr. Musk certainly has enough money to be able to mainstream any candidate or to grow any candidate if he feels it's in his interest.
And this is not a problem for Mr. Vance. Donald Trump having chosen him for vice president, so I would suspect that they are not in any way going in different directions. Chris Weigel is the CEO of Scholar.com. He's also a Buckeye, which is why I spend time with him talking about a state I lived in for 3 years and I remember it fondly, on the Ohio River.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big money on your outdoor project in Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.